Chapter 4, Mishnah 9. Every 30 days they would set the price that the temple would pay for the wine, the oil, and the fine flour that were used for the libation offerings and the meal offerings. So the temple would set the price every 30 days. And then, whoever undertook to supply flour, for example, but the same would apply to the wine or the oil, and they undertook to supply it at four. What this means is that one seller, one unit of currency, got you four units of flour. And then what happens is the price of flour went up. Amdu mishloish, so that you would only now supply three units of flour for one seller. Nevertheless, yesapek ma'arba, he would still have to supply four units, meaning that if the price of flour went up, the person still had to supply flour at the previous lower price that was agreed with the temple. Mishloish for amdu ma'arba, but if it was the other way around, yesapek ma'arba, if the price of flour went down, then the person would have to supply it at the lower price. Meaning, Shiyad HaKodesh Ala Elyona, that the temple always had the upper hand. So the temple, if the price went down, the temple got the benefit of the lower price, but if the price went up, then the temple were protected. The price was fixed at the previous lower price. Vemis La Soiles, and if the flour became wormy before it was offered up on the altar, his liat law, it became wormy for him, meaning the supplier had to guarantee the produce. If it went wormy, so the supplier would lose out. Ve'im hichmitz yan, if the wine soured, then hichmitz lo, also soured for the supplier, so the supplier would have to replace the wine. Ve'eino makabel es ma'asav, and he did not receive his money, achu amizbeach meratze, until the altar had accepted, meaning until the produce or the wine or the oil, flour, whatever, until it was actually offered up on the altar, only then did he get paid, because the temple, as we said, had the upper hand, and so the supplier, when he did business with the temple, he was really kind of in a second best situation, in that if anything went wrong, he carried the liability for that.